Okay, in this module, we're going to talk about creating a very targeted list of high probability prospects. Believe it or not, your list is the most important variable in successful email prospecting. You could have the best message in the world, but if you send it out to poorly targeted prospects, you're going to get very poor results. Unfortunately, list building is one of those tasks that most people approach haphazardly, or it's treated as an afterthought. You really want to put some serious thought into your building your list, and the prospects that end up making it to your list must make sense for you. There has to be a really good reason for them to be there. Now, there are two aspects of building a targeted list. One is to find the right organizations. The other is finding the right individuals within those organizations and their contact information, including, of course, their email addresses. We're going to cover both of these aspects of list building in this module, but before we do that, it's important to first define your ideal client profile. One of the most important secrets to having great clients, enjoying your work, and earning a higher income is to get clear about the type of client that's best suited for you. Because once you know exactly who you're looking for, everything else can fall into place. For one, you'll be able to build a targeted list of prospects that makes sense for you and that increases your chances of success. This allows you to spend more time engaging with prospects who are a good fit for you and less time with those who would be more trouble than they're worth, who aren't really willing to pay you what you're worth. You'll also be able to do more fulfilling and enjoyable work that adds great value to your clients, and you'll earn more as you focus on your sweet spot, work you both enjoy, and work that generates the most income per hour worked. Finally, doing great work for clients who really appreciate you almost always leads to more and better referrals and greater word of mouth. But all this starts by being very clear about who your ideal client is, whether you've worked for such a person or organization before, or whether it's a fictitious pie-in-the-sky persona you've never worked for but would love to someday. So let me start this by giving you a couple of examples of ideal client profiles. So in my case, the ideal client is a medium-sized to large software company. My primary contact has a significant amount of decision-making ability. She or he can make copy decisions on her own without resorting to a review committee. She also knows what she's looking for, and she consistently communicates her needs and requirements. Furthermore, she values me as a key member of her team, so my fees are not really an issue. She sees them for what they are. They're fair, reasonable, especially considering the unique perspective I bring to the table as an experienced marketer and someone with 12 years in corporate sales. Finally, my ideal client has a steady stream of work for me. She doesn't come to me with just a one-time need. Once she sees the quality of my work and the results I help produce, she continues to send work my way. All right, so here's another example ideal client profile to give you an idea of the level of detail you want to strive for here. This one is fictitious, but it's for an online business manager or a freelance business manager. My ideal client is a savvy and successful female internet marketer. She's either running an established business or is in the process of building one. And if she's in building mode, she has a very clear vision of what she's going after. She's goal-oriented and driven. She's passionate and authentic, and it's easy to see that in her writing, in her podcasts, her videos, and other communications. This individual has very positive views of business managers and what they can do for them. In fact, she sees me as a critical part of her business, as a trusted partner. She may not know or understand everything I can bring to the table, but she's very open to ideas on how I can help her achieve her goals. She's willing to let me take on duties she may not have thought about initially. I help her with social media, Twitter and Facebook specifically. I also handle all of her administrative duties, schedule appointments, manage her shopping cart, manage her newsletter and blog, even handle some of her email. Because she truly values my skills, involvement, and deep level of commitment to her business, my fees are not really an issue. She's happy to pay my rates. And when the time comes to increase those rates, she's very understanding and supportive of my decision. Best of all, she's an excellent source of referrals for me. She sends quality prospects my way throughout the year, many of which turn into excellent clients. So again, notice the level of detail in this profile. The more detail you have in these profiles, the better. Let's go through some of the main elements that were present in these profile examples. One was job title or position. Another one was gender. Industry or industries. Size of company or organization. Important business attributes such as company size, types of products or services sold, markets served, business performance. Type of work or niche or specialization. Their view or opinion of using freelance professionals in my specific field. In other words, how they think of you and the value you deliver. Their level of business sophistication, or at least their level of sophistication with regards to the type of work you do. Their price sensitivity. Types of projects he or she needs help with. The amount of work they need help with. Not just the workload, but also the frequency. And your level of involvement in the business. So in other words, how strategic or tactical a resource you are for them, or you would be for them. Okay, let's run through an exercise to help you better identify your own ideal client profile. You'll want to refer to the worksheet included in this module. So if you don't already have it in front of you, go ahead and pause the video and print it out, and we'll go through it together. Now, before we get started with this worksheet, let me just give you a glimpse into where we're going with this, because I know some of you might be wondering why you're even supposed to know this stuff now, or how you'll get this information from a prospect when you're prospecting with email. First, you don't have to have just one ideal client profile. You could end up with two or three. And as you'll soon see, each ideal client profile should yield you one list, sometimes more, depending on how narrow you want to go with these. For this exercise, try to focus on your primary or favorite client profile. Also, some of these questions will come in very handy as you're building your list, but the others are going to be much more valuable to you once you started some dialogue with a prospect and you're trying to determine whether or not they're a good fit for you based on their answers. So hang tight, go through this exercise now. I'm telling you, it's really going to pay off. As you run through these questions, think about your current clients. Also, think about great clients you've maybe had in the past. And if these questions don't really conjure up a specific client you've worked with before or are working with now, just visualize the perfect scenario and don't hold back. This is your time to dream and imagine, so don't set any limitations here. Now, again, some of these questions are going to come in very handy now as you build your list. Others will be more appropriate later when you're qualifying someone that you're engaged with, somebody who went ahead and responded to one of your emails. So make sure to save this completed worksheet and refer to it later in your sales process when you're actually talking with prospects who have responded to your emails. Finally, at the end of the worksheet, you'll notice that you can take the answers to these questions and actually write out a detailed ideal client profile. Refer back to the examples I gave you earlier in this lesson if you need to, and go ahead and pause the video and take a few minutes to go through this worksheet and to write out that profile based on your answers. Before we close this part of the module, I want to emphasize that having a clear picture of your ideal client doesn't mean that once you get a response to one of your emails and you start talking with a prospect, and maybe you start realizing that this person or organization doesn't quite fit your ideal profile exactly, that doesn't mean you turn them down. Assuming a prospect has at least met a minimum threshold, you also need to consider a number of important factors. These can include the following: the added prestige to be gained from working with this client, if any. The desirability of the work they need help with. Where you currently are in your freelance career. How much capacity you currently have. How much work you can take on, in other words. Their expected turnaround time on projects, if applicable. The perceived difficulty of working with a client. Whether or not the client is willing to pay your rates. The client's apparent ability to pay on time. How difficult it might be to secure the business, and how badly you need the work. So take all these factors into consideration. The ideal client profile is merely a baseline. It's an ideal. It's something that you're striving for, but you know that most prospects aren't going to meet that ideal exactly, and they're not supposed to. So that's it for your ideal client profile. In the next lesson, I'm going to show you how to find the right organizations and companies for your list. So I'll see you there.